Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, the annual report into inspections of children's services by the Health Information and Quality Authority has just been published, and that includes a demand for a new national strategic approach to how we deal with children in care. The HICWA inspections cover residential and foster care services, and it found the providers faced significant and increasing challenges in maintaining the current provision of services. We're joined now by Eva Boyle, who's head of programme children's services at HICWA, and you're very welcome, Eva, to the programme this evening.
Maybe we might start in terms
of this report, you might start by telling us what exactly was inspected in this report by HICWA.
Sure. So today we published our overview report, and this is based on all of the 54 inspections that we completed over 2022. So we would have inspected child protection and welfare services, foster care services provided by TUSLA, but also by non-statutory providers, children's residential centres provided by TUSLA, special care units, overstand detention campus. And I think that's, I've covered it all there, Sarah.
Okay. And we have been speaking on the show already this week about the issue of young people in care, and particularly actually in unregulated special emergency accommodation. And we heard even just this morning on Morning Ireland from TUSLA that this week there were 145 young people in this sort of accommodation. Indeed, on Sunday night, there were three children under the age of 12 in that sort of accommodation. Do you inspect unregulated special emergency accommodation?
No, we don't have a remit for the inspection of those type of arrangements, and we have highlighted our concern for this in our overview report, because we are finding, for example, children who may have had a placement breakdown or maybe older young people coming into care with more complex needs, that there is a shortage of suitable alternative care accommodation or placements for them, and many of them are ending up in these special arrangements, which we have no remit around the inspection or monitoring of.
And why is that? So who is it, first of all, that does have a function in inspecting them?
TUSLA themselves have set up arrangements to review and to monitor them. They've regional appointed persons to kind of track the placements, and their registration and monitoring team are completing some inspections, is our understanding. So it is TUSLA that set them up and TUSLA that inspect them.
Okay, so there's no outside inspection then as such, no independent inspection?
There's no independent inspection, no.
All right. And is that something that you think needs to change?
Well, as we've outlined in our overview report, currently we have only the remit to inspect children's residential centres run by TUSLA. And I suppose we've been advocating that our remit would be expanded to have a wider remit to inspect all children's residential centres run by private providers as well. And some of these arrangements certainly may fall under that remit.
I know that HICWA inspectors found that a greater use by TUSLA of these unregulated special emergency accommodation centres or whatever they are, not only for unaccompanied children but also for older children with complex and additional needs. This is an unwelcome trend.
It is certainly an unwelcome trend, because these children, by their very nature, need a consistent care environment. And they also need wraparound services of other, like mental health services, perhaps addiction services. They have very complex needs. Many of them have suffered from trauma, and certainly they need a consistent and stable environment and consistent and stable caregivers.
I know you've also documented in this report an increase in unsolicited information, which is when, forgive me if I've understood this incorrectly, but when people come to you without prompting to raise concerns about different services. Is that correct?
That's correct. So over 2022, we had 84 pieces of unsolicited information. And this information would have come, the majority of it came from relatives of children who either use services or children in care. Some also came from foster carers, members of the public, legal representatives, so a range of people. And the majority of those concerns related to child protection and welfare services and foster care services. And they really focused, I suppose, on a range of concerns, ranging from the management of concerns, complaints, child protection issues and safeguarding, to general governance and management, and even communication. Often this was parents in particular, or foster carers, feeling that there was poor communication or could have been better in terms of them being kept up to speed in relation to the child, their own child, or the child indeed that they were caring for.
I know that you believe that there are issues with TUSLA, particularly with the lack of social workers in the service.
Yeah, right across, I suppose, the services, we have seen that their staffing is a significant issue. Like, for example, our foster care inspections. We found in all eight areas that we inspected that none of them had a sufficient range of foster care placements. The same with staffing. Children in care, many of them were unallocated, so they didn't have an allocated social worker. And children themselves have been very vocal in saying, we need a consistent person. We don't want to have to be telling our story multiple times. We need somebody that we can build a trusting relationship, who's going to advocate for us. And children who we spoke to over the course of 2022 were very clear that when they had an allocated social worker or key worker in residential care, that they felt safe, they felt happy, they felt listened to. And they're really crucial elements to ensuring that children receive good quality, safe care.
Yeah, because things are disruptive enough in their young lives. You can totally understand why
Absolutely.
Having somebody that you can just sort of relate to and build a relationship with, rather than having that person changing constantly with more disruption. What about the standards of the services themselves then, Eva? Children raise concerns about being placed, for example, long distances away from communities and families.
I suppose this is a direct result, Sarah, of the lack of placements available in local areas. We found that many children were placed outside of their local area, outside of the service area, so the wider geographical area that they were from. And we completed six inspections where we looked at the role of the TUSLA social worker in supporting children both in statutory and non-statutory residential care. And we found that out of the 152 children in six areas, 101 of them were placed outside of their local area. So that's quite a significant number. And many of those children, not only were they moving location, but obviously they had to move their school placement, their friends, even many, you know, in terms of activities, which are so significant to children and are really important in terms of their own development and their connection with their community of origin.
And again, back to that disruption in their lives and trying to minimise that.
Absolutely.
Just finally then, Eva, like, we don't want to be entirely negative. A lot of children had some very positive experiences.
Many children had very positive experiences. They talked about being really well cared for by their carers, by their foster carers, by their residential care staff and the staff in Oberstown Detention Campus. They talked about being listened to, and we saw really good participation and involvement of young people in Oberstown Detention Campus. They were consulted in relation to the running of the campus. They were involved in the running of the campus. Even their board consulted with a group of young people. So this was really good, innovative practice around participation. Children generally were encouraged to be involved in decision-making, but also staff were and social workers were really mindful of where the child was at developmentally, or perhaps even the nature of the topics that were going to be discussed at meetings. And sometimes they consulted with them outside of the meetings, but made sure that their views were shared at the specific care planning or child protection conference meeting.
All right, so that's very encouraging to hear, notwithstanding the problems that we've been hearing about this week. Eva, thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Eva Boyle from HICWA. We'll take a break.